Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
Now, 7 after the hour, let's play Hero or Zero. I'm going to go through a list of names. You tell me whether this person is a hero or a zero. Everybody ready?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Hero or zero? Edward Snowden. Victoria?
Hero.
Hero. All right, Richie?
Zero.
Really? All right, so he gives each other.
I give him props for many things, but in the end, I got to go zero.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon, hero or zero?
I like Jimmy Fallon. He's sort of neutral. Is there one in the middle?
Yeah, see, that's where I was with Snowden.
In the middle?
Yeah. Right.
But that doesn't mean, that's the wimp out. Yeah, that's what Richie's, every American becoming wimps because they don't take stands.
Oh, I will on Fallon, hero. I love him.
Hero.
Great.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right,
hero.
Sure.
Better
I'll
than Jay.
Okay. Oh, for sure.
Okay,
way
so
better.
He's a hero. Both of you say he's a hero.
Okay. And I love Jay.
Chelsea Clinton, hero or zero?
I love Chelsea, hero.
Okay.
See, here you do it again. As a person, I think she's a nice person, but you know what? Her mother would do anything to be president, and she's complicit.
No, it's not about her mother. This is Chelsea Clinton. No other
zero.
Connection. She's a zero. All right? And you say she's a hero. Is that what you said?
She's done a lot of great work for women.
She has.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Your high school principal, hero or zero?
Oh, hero. I loved my high school principal. She was amazing.
Really? Richie?
Yeah.
Zero.
Why?
I got accused one time of cheating when I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Confronted the teacher with it when she wrote it on my test. And the principal decided not to believe me and to believe the teacher instead. So, zero.
Okay, zero. That Bingo. Brings me to something that's extraordinarily important. And this is a reflective question. I do a lot of things on this program to get you to think about how somebody, for example, you might put your boss in the hero or zero zone, or people in your life. Just it's something to think about during the course of the day. But bringing me around to what you just said about a person accusing you of something that you didn't do, that really is, I don't know how to best. We've all been there, and we've probably all done it. You've probably done it to somebody. You've accused them of doing something that they really didn't do, and you've probably had it done to you.
And you've gotten away with things that you did that you weren't ever accused of.
I think that's probably true as well. But I think more the focus is often on people who say you did something and you didn't do it.
Right.
And how you combat that. How do you get beyond it? How do you deal with that in your life? If you've had that happen to you, Victoria, how have you dealt with it? And this is the rhetorical question for everybody who's listening. Someone has, I'm betting, at some point in your time, in your life, has said, why did you do that? Or whether it's your mother, your father, your girlfriend, whether it was your children, your boss, it doesn't make any difference. If you've been wrongly accused of something, how have you worked your way through it, around it, or above it?
I have a very vivid memory. The first time this ever happened to me, I was in fourth grade. Mrs. Randolph, you suck. And she accused me of cheating on a test, which I didn't do. And I went home, and I was very upset. And as a very young, serious little Capricorn, integrity is very important to us. And I went home, and I told my mom I'm being accused of something I didn't do. And luckily, my mom believed me, and went right into the school, met with the principal and the teacher, and I stood up for myself, and my mom backed me up, and it was one of those moments that really solidified how important it is to have parents who believe you when you are really telling the truth. So ever since then, I was always taught,
stand up for yourself. How did your mother know you were telling the truth?
I think she just knew her kid and just knew that I was so upset about being accused of something that I think it was probably pretty obvious.
All right. Richie, you ever been accused of something that you didn't do?
Well, I told you my story of the test there. And hey, I was in the car business. I've been accused of hundreds of things I didn't do.
You sold me a lemon.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's funny because that really shaped me a lot, because my first year or two in the car business before I got into the wholesale side of it, which was the family business, I had to do the retail side of it to kind of learn the ropes. And people come up to you with a pre-composed, or like they know you already. They walk up and they say, I know this guy. Watch this, honey. Watch me handle this guy. Not knowing how I'm going
to
treat them.
Predisposed as to who you were.
Absolutely predisposed. Thank you. And it teaches you how to not be on the defensive, but to counter the way they are treating you, so that then you surprise them in the way that they end up thinking of you. And it was really interesting to watch. It's a social experiment, because you get to be so nice to somebody who thinks you're the absolute biggest jerk on the face of the earth, and you're going to rip them off for thousands of dollars from their retirement fund, and you would old ladies' money and all that other stuff. And by the end of the deal, they end up going, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
And it really taught me a lot in those couple years of how to deal with people. So people thinking that I would do something to them really taught me a lot, and I appreciate those few years I had.
I wonder how many people who have multiple siblings in their family think about their mother or father's favorite child, and if he or she got away with things that they didn't or couldn't because there seemed to be favoritism under the circumstances, the things that your siblings got away with. That they ought not to have gotten away with because your mother, your father had a distorted point of view. And I think this is real. I think a lot of people think this is real, and I think it is real in a lot of circumstances. There was a survey this week in the Journal of Marriage and Family focusing on mothers who get closer to one child than to others. And there is in that circumstance fault found where there ought not to be. And then, you know, there are a lot of other things that are in this survey, but what I took away from it is the special relationship between mothers and daughters. Oftentimes, although it didn't happen in my family, it was something that I saw in other families, where the, and maybe this is part of just understanding life. Fathers like their daughters, mothers like their sons, and, oh, that's, I mean, look at the stories that come from the criminal world. My son would never do something like that. And you know, by looking at the guy, that he would do exactly what he's charged with doing. But mothers get blinders on when it comes to their sons. And oftentimes sons get away. The same thing with fathers, I think. I don't know that I would say that was the case with me, although I'm sure that my daughter got away with things when she was a kid. And that, you know, that she did. I think my son was much more prone to that. Frankly, there was my daughter. So anyway, but it's another good exercise, food for thought. 15 past the hour in a moment. What the government is doing to horses. Wait till you hear this.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear from you. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. It's easy and quick. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever heard of teachable moments? Well, they are all of a sudden ways to teach your kids, and they happen all the time. Here's a great example and the science of it.
Come on, big boy. Teach me.
A listener wrote her young daughter was reading out loud the story of Jack and Jill. You know, the one where Jack and Jill went up the hill and then he fell. And upon finishing, the little girl immediately quipped. They didn't look after each other very well, did they? The very smart father spotted a teaching moment. What would you have done differently, he asked. The child answered, held on to him. And then dad added, or look for stairs, or maybe dial 911. What's the cheap psychological trick? Hey, forget the goody-goody of this situation. Seizing simple, teachable moments may just teach your child how to protect themselves down the road. More info at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Nameltown.
Brian Fuller, Fuller Hot Rods, Atlanta, Georgia.
Vamming up your own fenders.
Plenty of opportunity for people that don't have a lot of tools. We gear the book to a guy that was working in his own shop.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Author Brian.
Full bore sheet metal. So we show you the big, fancy, expensive tools, but most everything can be done with snips, hammer dolly, some kind of welder, whether it's a cheap MIG welder or a TIG welder or gas. Basics of sheet metal and how to weld it, how to form it, how you think about it. We do some projects like building a seat pan for a bike, tail section, battery boxes. Both the beginner and the advanced guy is really going to get some knowledge out of it and see a lot of cool photographs in the process.
Contact info.
FullerHotRods.com.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
This is a focus on the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh, those guys.
Yep, bad guys. Those of us who grew up watching Westerns on TV and all of the horses that were there, and those of us who like horses these days, those of us who pay attention to animals large and small, you may or may not be moved by the fact that the Bureau of Land Management says they're going to kill 45,000 wild horses, sort of as a profit thing. They used to remove them and put them on farms or ranches. They would take them off of their land, the Bureau of Land Management land. They put them on private farms. But now they seem not to want to bother with this. They don't, the wild horses, yeah, it's like in any other circumstance, people say in the deer hunting season here, for as a matter of fact, where I am, we kill the deer because there's too many of them. In New York, they kill the rats because there's too many of them. And so out in the West, they think that these are commodities, and they just think, okay, we'll shoot them all because we got too many of them. I can't tell you that I think that there's any real merit to this. Frankly, there are a lot of people would be happy to take. I remember taking horses and donkeys and stuff here that had been rescued. I find it...
There's no reason for this at all.
No, I find it very troubling.
At least the deer that they shoot in the woods behind my house, the county does, they take the meat and they feed the hungry with it.
I think I'll post a...
do that with the horses.
Yeah. I think we'll post the story with a poll.
I'm on it right now.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Just post it at Facebook.com DJB show. 21 after the hour.